I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen. His fashion sense is wild, and her newest accessory is an unborn child. It's Watch What Happens Live with Portia Williams and Miss Lawrence now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse on Sunday night with a man who can work a hairbrush and a woman who used her man's toothbrush. Yikes. My first guest went from having a baby vegan lifestyle to announcing that she's straight up having a baby with her new fiance, Dennis. Here to catch us up, it's Portia Williams. Great to see you, Portia. Portia deserves.
Yes, honey. Portia received.
Yes, and in star on Fox's Acting Talents will knock the wig off your head, but his hair expertise will help you put it back perfectly in place. Welcome back our friend, Miss Lawrence. Hey, Miss Lawrence. In a turban. Was your turban inspired by Nene's turban look in her interview?
No, this is a turban.
Right, well, is it?
Hers was a turban.
Hers was a turban, too, I thought.
No.
Oh, the gold
one.
That was cute.
Okay. Over at the bar, she's here to drink for two since Portia can't. It's Portia's sister, Lauren. Hey, Lauren, great to see you. I walked into Portia's dressing room tonight and I saw Lauren's go naked hair and
yes.
I was like, hey, I thought it was you. Yeah.
By the way,
I just want to point out Portia is drinking a mocktail, so
yes.
Don't tweet us. It's not a real cocktail.
Guys.
Portia, you came in hot to this season and you have not stopped. I have to revisit just one little moment from the premiere, which it still has me chuckling.
What is it? Glad you got that air blasted. I should have kept my little titties. These big titties don't do nothing but sweat.
The big titties do nothing but sweat, she said. By the way, Eva joined Portia for a week workout and made time for a little shade, and she has our shady boot moment of the night. Let's see what it is.
Give it to her. Bubba, like we had some babies, child.
But I am trying to snap back in shape after this baby and for this wedding. I'm a model. I'm sorry. When's the last time you saw a model with a big booty? Cynthia, the only one I know.
Oh.
Whoa. Yeah, catch that.
I saw that register on Lawrence's face.
Cynthia got ass now, honey. I ain't gonna take nothing from her, baby. Mama got body. All y'all got body. All y'all got big asses on.
It ain't nothing but fact. It's something in the water. Get an ass or you get pregnant, one or the other.
Portia, congrats on your pregnancy. I have a speed round of questions for you. How have you been feeling so far? Has it been pretty...
I've been really good after that one little week of bed rest.
Right. Do you have a name picked out?
Kind of. I'm going between two. Porsche Jr., which is PJ, and then maybe one other one.
Porsche Jr.?
Yes. Dennis wants to name the baby Porsche Jr.
Okay. Wait a minute.
For the girl, for my daughter.
Do we name a little girl Porsche Jr.?
Yeah, he wants her to be a junior. He's girl, like, guys can do it. I can do it.
Don't y'all set that baby up.
Do we do that? Porsche Jr.?
We can begin it here.
Okay, we'll begin it here. Who's the first housewife you told you were pregnant?
Oh, NeNe.
Which Atlanta lady has given you the best baby gift so far?
Oh, best baby gift so far? Oh, geez, they've all been so generous. Geez.
You got your baby shower already?
No, but I had a gender reveal and they brought gifts and...
Have you heard from Cordell since your engagement or pregnancy?
Yeah, he congratulated me just tonight.
Really?
Psych.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
I'm kidding.
Oh, she's kidding. She's kidding.
Kidding.
Thank you very much.
I know you were living.
Yeah, no, but that didn't happen.
No, it didn't happen. Okay. I haven't seen him since, you know, he'd been gone.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for him to meet Porsche Jr.
He won't.
Porsche and Miss Lawrence came for your questions. But before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, over the past few years, there's been enough tension between Porsche and Candy to fill several sex dungeons. So much so that Miss Lawrence even said on this very show they would never be friends again. But here's what, these days, you did, but these days it seems like Porsche may have finally moved beyond her candy-coated fight. Take a look.
Hello?
Hey! All the girls, we should just go down there and surprise NeNe.
That's what I was doing.
Just me and you, and we can fly together.
Hold on.
I'm so joking with you.
Okay.
But me and Candy's gonna be really sweet and welcoming to Porsche.
I better be sweet.
Yeah, because y'all made a mess. Don't have to argue anymore.
Ready talking about marriage? Let him
put that out.
Put it out. What you been up to other than shutting down Instagram with your bikini photos?
I am back on your time.
I was like, oh Lord, now I gotta look at her ass on damn Instagram.
Y'all done had to make up so much shit. Y'all done had to make up so much shit, so you can't help but be damn friends, you know?
That phone conversation was drier than her personality.
It was what?
It was drier than her personality.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
See what I'm saying? They're not friends.
Right, well.
We're not friends.
Well, guess what? Even though Candy and Porsche are now sharing cute FaceTimes on tonight's Atlanta, Candy had some tea that she hasn't exactly said to Porsche's face. Watch.
I've never met Dennis. I only know people he knows. We have mutual friends. So I'm just gonna shut up.
How long did he date your friend?
2.5, 3 years.
But that can't be right because I know a couple girls that he was dating during that time.
He had bought her a little Rolex, girl.
No? Did he buy the other girl a Rolex?
That's what I heard.
He cooks for chicks.
Or she was just telling us the same thing.
He tattoos people's names on him.
He tattooed your friend's name?
Her name.
She just needs to check his receipts.
Don't you say nothing.
I'm not gonna say
nothing. Keep your mouth shut.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV and tell us on a sliding scale, how bothered should Porsche be by this tea? Lawrence, how bothered should Porsche be by this?
I don't think you should be bothered by it. Here's the thing. You notice what y'all give on this show. They go get into all your business, honey. And one thing about Candy, she ain't never had a problem airing all her dirty laundry.
But is it normally somebody who you have, like, a truce with? Who you're supposed to be moving forward with? No.
I mean, you know.
So by this point, I don't want to give away what happens, but at this point, you haven't heard anything. So how was it watching this on tonight's episode?
Watching tonight's episode, I just thought that Candy just came off hateful and miserable. I didn't really know that this was even coming. Mind you, we were like cool talking on the phone, and then she'd turn around and pull up my ex-assistant like Phaedra did with her ex-assistant. So, I mean, it's like she's doing what people...
What is Phaedra?
Yeah.
I love her. I just like saying that name. See, I get a kid.
All right, you guys would be pretty bothered about this.
I got a favorite.
Okay, finally, Miss Lawrence may be busy snatching up checks from his acting gifts, but I hope I hope he's not too busy to name check the Bravo celebrities who he thinks have violated international fashion law. Here's what. Let's see which Bravo celebs Miss Lawrence thinks are slaying their looks and which he would throw in fashion jail. Okay.
Nobody please take this to heart. Okay.
What do you think of NeNe's pledging jacket and gold turban confessional look?
I like the jacket. The jacket is cute. I like her breasts. I'm going to tell you about the turban. Pull it back some. Show your forehead. You stay with a full beat face. You know, y'all don't mind putting no foundation on that show. Pull that turban back, honey. Let that mug sit.
Okay, what about Marlo's bold printed Versace outfit?
I mean, it's Versace. She's a label girl, honey.
Okay, what about Eva's denim on denim photo shoot look?
Oh, that's good. Now, why is she on a tippy toe? She should just put on a heel.
Okay, what about Portia's beaded choker dress, which literally choked her?
That's good, but you know what? Although you probably thought earrings would have clashed, I would have loved to have seen a chandelier with that.
Okay, what about Vicky Gunvalson's black bathing suit and sexy crocheted cover-up? That's Vicky from the...
Oh, from Orange County.
Yeah.
You know Vicky, she's been around for a while. And she looks like it.
Okay, oh!
I like Vicky.
Okay, what about Kelly's skirt and see-through lace top with ruffled sleeve?
Mm-mm. What is that for? Is that the...
I don't know.
It doesn't fit well. Look
okay,
at the bottom.
Okay, let's go to Shannon's white cutout confessional look with high pony.
That's nice.
I like
that. A little more color on the lip.
Shaw's MJ's custom couture wedding dress. Okay, Margaret's casual jeans, t-shirt, and bright faux fur in New Jersey.
All she likes, she had a good time following the night before.
Okay, what about Teresa's fitness competition bikini?
Oh, she looks good.
Okay, Dallas, Leanne's one-shoulder orange confessional look with a crown.
No, not one bit.
Okay, what about Deandra's floral top, tassel, earrings, and bucket hat?
Oh, that's a fun look.
Okay, thank you. Meanie tweeted, Portia Tink Tink Williams, I love the yellow on you.
Thank you, Bobby.
Portia Anna W. texted, how exactly does Dennis make so much money selling hot dogs?
Really good.
Really? Next week on the Real
Somebody's buying them.
Next week on the Atlanta Housewives, it's Eva versus Ivory One. Take a look at this sneak peek.
The biggest liars in this group, I would say Eva.
Why exactly are we a liar?
Eva, I just feel that we don't know who Eva is.
Definitely extra. Sometimes you're extra when it's not appropriate.
What is that? You need to be basic.
Damn. Who's basic?
You're basic, darling.
The other day, you shaded the hell out of Shamia.
I heard from someone that you were telling people that I paid Will to date.
I don't know that to be true.
I don't know if Eva is a liar, but it's looking a little stupid.
They always trying to say somebody done paid somebody to date them on that.
Somebody's always being accused of it.
Let's go to Barbara from North Carolina. Hey, Barbara, what's your question?
Barbara.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hi, Portia.
Hi, girl.
I was wondering, are you and Phaedra still friends? And if you are, what is your relationship like?
Where's Phaedra?
You know, we do text from time to time, holidays, birthdays, just to kind of like in and out there, kind of see how she's doing, and she checks on me.
Okay, let's go to Jonathan from Minneapolis. Hey, Jonathan, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. It's Jonathan. It's my birthday tonight. Hi.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Hi, Miss Lawrence.
Hi, happy birthday.
Lawrence. Thank you. My question for you is, Miss Lawrence, Miss Portia has been wearing this lovely red weave look. And a few of my friends say it looks like Miss Janet Jackson from 1980. What do you think, my dear? And you look fierce tonight. And I don't know what you're trying to do, but girl, you work at it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a little,
I guess that's
a little shady in there.
That's all right. I like it. You know, it's you know, when I had the show, when we had Fashion Queens, I always call that dude the curtain hairstyle. And it's still up to date. So, you know, it's good, you know? I tell you what, they plucked, honey, they plucked the shit out of it. I tell
baby,
you
baby, this coming out of my scalp. Yeah. Alonzo did this. Yes, this governor.
Oh, I love Alonzo.
Yes, he's a talented it, one.
Let's go to Charles from Atlanta. Hey, Charles, what's your question? I don't have to do anything tonight. Hey, Charles.
Gorgeous. My question is for Portia. Portia, you look amazing.
Thank you, honey.
Okay, so really quickly, like, I know you say you know Shamara from high school.
Shamari.
But I don't get, like, the vibe that y'all are, like, friends. Like, are y'all cool?
Yeah, you know, in the beginning, see, I went to high school with Shamari, and I thought that I remembered her from high school, but I actually had her mixed up with somebody else. But I love her. She's from Decatur. You know, we're both from Decatur. Decatur girls, I'm a hauler down.
Okay, good addition to the show.
Great addition to the show. We had a little tiff in there. Okay, you'll see it. But we are good now. I love her.
Let's go to Alondo from Atlanta. Hey, Alondo, what's your question for Miss Lawrence?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Portia, you look great. I love you, Andy. Miss Lawrence.
Yes.
How do you feel about, after 10 years, Sheree finally coming out with She by Sheree Joggers? I know you saw the picture.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to be a little serious here. We cannot allow time to be our enemy. However long it takes you to accomplish something that you set out for, when it happens, it happens. And I'm here for it. And
yeah.
Congratulations to She by Sheree.
Have you seen the joggers? I'm thrilled. Have you seen
joggers? I haven't had a chance to see them just yet, but I can't wait.
Okay. Portia at Leon wants to know if your husband-to-be ever removed all the tattoos of other women's names off his body.
I've never seen any tattoos of any women on his body besides his sister and his mom's face, grandma's face.
So, by the way, are you still in touch with Sheree?
I run into her quite a bit, and we'll text every once in a while, but, you know, it's no, you know, we still all love.
Yeah. Have you seen Kenya's daughter?
Baby Brooklyn. I have not had a chance to see Brooklyn yet, but I talked to her, you know, as soon as she had Brooklyn. But I haven't seen her yet, no.
Natasha T wants to know, Portia, is Nene the new frick to your frack? Your relationship seems to be really strong this season.
I actually have a lot of fracks. I really do.
You do.
Yeah, I do. This season was good for Portia. I was able to hold down and rekindle some good relationships with the girls.
You're as funny as ever this season.
Well,
I gotta tell you.
Honey. I'm as happy as ever.
She's a mother now. You know that brings out the
softer side.
She's happy.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that brings us to this game because lately Portia has been so happy about her relationship with Dennis. Her love squeals can be heard by pretty much anyone in a 4-mile radius. So, in honor of Portia being extra vocal about her new boo. Let's play Dennis or Menace. I'm going to play some quick sounds. You two will have to guess if it's Portia squealing about Dennis or just some other menacing sound from the ATL. Okay, let's play the first sound. Is that Portia excited about Dennis?
That is definitely me.
Yeah, let's reveal.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Is this Portia excited about Dennis?
Oh, yes. That is Portia all the way over the moon about Dennis.
Okay, let's see. Okay, very good. Okay, let's see the next one.
That's Sheree.
Is that Sheree? Let's see.
Yeah.
Yes.
Classic. Okay, let's see another one. Oh, I know who that is.
Oh, that's not me.
That's Phaedra
Bush. Yes. That was funny.
Okay, next up.
That's me.
Is that you?
Sound like little Diane. That's me.
Okay, let's see.
Funny.
Okay, let's see another. Is that you?
No, that's Sheree again.
Let's see.
Take me a minute to get up these stairs. Oh, my wig. Oh,
that's Cynthia's wig getting caught in the door.
Oh,
okay, last stop.
I want to know how that wig got caught in the door.
Uh-uh, that's Nene.
Let's reveal.
Good black man with no shame.
Dang it.
Okay, thank you very much for playing. Lawrence, what Atlanta housewife would you want to come on to star?
Man, whoever.
I've been on it before.
Did you?
Really?
Yeah.
And it's so crazy because you never know who's coming. You never know. You just see the character in the script, but you don't know who is going to be.
Who it is.
By the way, everybody's Marlo's tweeting that she needs your headpiece. And
Marlo knows she can get any time. I done borrow so much stuff from Marlo from time to time. Only for a ball, though. If I'm going to walk up, I'm like, girl, let me borrow that bag real quick.
And Mother Bevy Smith has been tweeting.
Oh, come on, Mother.
Yeah. And by the way, I want to say, programming, Bevy is co-hosting Andy Cohen Live tomorrow morning on Radio.
Yes.
So check that out. And the baby's kicking like crazy, she loves this
big time. I can actually see her kicks right now.
Wow,
she's loving the night show.
Oh, good, I like it. It's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to former Dallas Cowboys linebacker Jeff Rohrer for getting married to his partner and facialist to the Beverly Hills Housewives, Jonathan Ross, today. Look how cute they look. Joshua Ross, they look so cute. He became the first NFL player, former or current, to marry a man. So, I mean, that's major mazel to the two of you. You look so cute. Here's wishing these guys a lifetime of tight ends and hitting the shower. Tonight's jackhole goes to President Trump, who in his response to the devastating fires in California kept offering this solution.
What?
Raking. They should have raked the forests.
Cleaned it up. Mm.
Hearing about the president's new affinity for raking is in stark contrast with his past behavior of hoeing around. Just kidding. I want to thank Portia, Miss Lawrence. It's the after show with Portia Williams from the Housewives of Atlanta and from Dish Nation and Miss Lawrence from Star on Fox. Behind the bar, it is Lauren, Portia's sister. I am stunned to find out that Lauren is single.
She's not going to be single for long.
Clearly. I mean, look at her.
It's Atlanta, though. Like, you know, the single thing there is pretty big.
It really is. But she has a lot of options. She's got to choose the best one.
Yes.
I got to pick the right one.
Apollo's coming home soon.
Not an option.
Right.
Not an option.
When he come home?
No.
No.
No thanks.
When he get out?
I don't know. When does he get out,
He's
Lawrence?
Got, like, what, 4 more years?
I don't know.
Oh, is that right?
Something like that.
Oh, you're kidding.
He's married, isn't he?
Oh, I had no idea.
Oh, is he married?
I don't know.
We don't know.
Let's go to Darlene from Cleveland. Hey, Darlene, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. First, I wanted to say quickly, I love all of you.
I love you.
But my question is for Portia.
Okay.
Portia, knowing that you've been on a vegan diet, how is your diet now, knowing that you are expecting? Are you still vegan or...
Who said that? Girl, I am not vegan anymore. I am full-blown pregnant, and one of my cravings is ham. So, no, I haven't. But I am definitely going to be vegan after the baby.
All right, let's go to Alexis from Virginia. Hey, Alexis, what's your question? Oh, she dropped. Let's go to BJ from Alabama. Hi, BJ, what's your question?
Where are our callers?
Hey, BJ. BJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, what's your question?
Hi. How you doing? My question is for Portia. Portia, okay. I just want to say I love you and DB's relationship this season. Both of you all are my favorite. You all, your energy, it just makes the show. But my question is, why does it seem that Candy is always the one that has the dirt on the men that come on the show every season? It seems like it's a pattern for her. Why do you think that?
Maybe because she's got, I don't know. I haven't really paid attention to what she does to other people. I just, found it a little odd that she was doing it to me, being that we're supposed to be doing better. So, I don't know. Everybody finds dirt on somebody's man on this show. I just feel like she just went very far to bring out the dirt on Dennis. And she's a little bit obsessed with us.
She's obsessed with you.
A little bit.
Let's go to Janae from Alabama. Hey, Janae, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, Portia, and Miss Lawrence. I have two questions, one for Portia and the other for Miss Lawrence.
Okay.
What did you think when Wani DeVoe gave Candy advice about placement during the Great Escape Tour? And what did you think about Shamari's performance, hair, and outfit from the 99 and the 2000s?
Oh, I was living for her outfit. Like I told her, I thought she was frozen, honey. She looked just like back in the day, and I enjoyed the throwback. She looked really good to me. And her husband, I love some shade. We love a shady husband, don't we?
But do you think he was being shady?
He was being shady unknowingly, and that's the best. He didn't even know he was being shady.
Did Shamari mean for it to be a throwback look?
Well, if she's using this... Look, I like her. I'm pregnant and I'm very shady being pregnant, so don't make me shade her. I love her, okay? She may be using the same person, and who you get used to does your hair the same way.
Okay. Let's go to Akira from South Carolina. Hey, Akira, what's your question?
Hi, I have a question for Portia.
Okay.
For Portia.
I just wanted to know, Portia, if Dennis gets your name tattooed on you, would you do the same for him?
We already have a matching tattoo.
You do?
Yes, we do. We not only have a whole child on the way, but we have a matching tattoo together.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. He likes tattoos. Hey.
Miss Lawrence, Jackie T wants to know what fashion trend you're so overseeing on the streets of the ATL these days.
I feel like I'm about to get red.
You're not going to get red. I will say, it's not really a fashion trend. This is more of a beauty trend.
What is it?
I think the long frontal things are kind of oversaturated.
What Portia's wearing right now?
It's a little over. It's no shade. It's oversaturated. You should stop wearing it. Not that it looks bad. It's just over. I don't give a damn what corner you go to, what store, drugstore, gas station, somebody got on a frontal, and they ain't all good.
And they're all from Go Naked.
Oh. Well, you know what? Let me not say that, Nick, because you got your business.
It's okay. Fine,
but you
baby.
Sell bundles. You don't sell just the wigs. I said the frontals.
We can sell
Lauren, we got a question for you on Twitter. Val408 wants to know how you feel about Dennis, Lauren.
I like Dennis.
Love him.
Oh, my God. He and Portia are a lot alike. So, like, as I got to know him, I just realized there's so much alike that it makes sense, honestly. They really are a lot alike. They're, like, both crazy.
Miss Lawrence, Christy Love, one, wants to know, on the show Star, are the one-liners he says all him or written for Miss Bruce?
Honey, I'm on a scripted SAG show.
Yes.
Those are lines, baby.
Yeah. It's all written.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm still so happy for you always.
Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
I mean, it was less than a year ago that you were on Love Connection, and now here you are. This is amazing. So happy. Thank you, Portia. Thank you, Lawrence. Thank you, Lauren. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.